So
how pissed would you get your kid?
If it was my kid?
If your kid called the cops.
The kids, first of all, were cock blocking.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with the crew.
Mem the Beaners.
Sergio.
You guys can find us on Twitter at...
Mem the Beaner.
And I'm at The Equipment Man, THA.
And I'm Josias, and you can find me at the number 4, The Villain. How you guys doing?
Doing good until about 10 seconds ago.
I love how Sergio says, be careful as whatever you do, don't jam it in. Jam.
I didn't jam it in.
All right, hold on. We're talking about a memory card into a memory card slot.
Yes.
Yeah, throw that out there first.
So, yeah.
It was a,
right, don't jam it in.
It was a mini fucking memory stick.
It was micro that he tried to put into an SD.
And then I love how he tips the laptop over and bang, bang, bang.
It's still in there too, by the way.
It's still in there too.
The Equipment Man is short, one SD card. Thanks.
Yeah, dude. Nice. All right, guys, let's get it going. How was your guys' weekend? What did you guys do? What were you up to?
Fucking sweat like a dog.
Yeah.
Hot as hell this weekend, man.
Yeah, it was, dude. It rained, Saturday night going into Sunday?
How weird was that? It felt like we were in Florida or Hawaii or somewhere.
And it was fucking muggy, dude.
Oh,
it
was
terrible, terrible.
You good?
How are you doing over here, man?
Drink some water.
You're dying?
I'm sorry, guys, about that.
Mouth to mouth? All right, man.
My weekend was hot and muggy and terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck last weekend. Fuck yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I agree with you. My transmission went, it shit on me on Friday.
Fuck.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to fucking scrap it and fucking just, I got to get a new car now.
No way.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with a truck. I don't know what kind of truck yet.
I know someone selling a pretty new Civic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, dude. I'll hit you up for that. Yeah,
how much
so
is
I'm looking
for?
I think it's like a year and a half old. And it's got a few thousand already paid off and might be going for like 13.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not bad, dude.
Yeah, it's like think about a year old.
Cool.
Super low miles.
So. Awesome. Yeah, dude, I'll definitely hit you up about that.
Speaking of cars, fucking this morning, driving to work and something came out of the middle of the highway.
Mm.
Fucking goes right through my window. Not through the window, but breaks
windshield.
Fucking big ass crack,
dude. Final destination.
I fucking duck. Swerve.
Was it an axe by chance?
Hatchet.
It was a hatchet.
Did you catch that?
I saw that article.
I pulled it up for us. I'm like, that total final destination.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so I gotta get a new window.
Damn.
Windshield completely or window on the sides?
No, just the windshield. It's a big crack that starts getting
what
fucking
the fuck
fixed.
Was it?
I don't know. Something. It was early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So dark.
A car went fast in front of me and then it popped out.
Mm.
I just kicked up a rock.
It wasn't a rock. It was it was like a big, something like black. It was a big, big, good size.
Damn.
Hit the side, so it cracked a little bit, and it's just, the crack's getting bigger and bigger.
Well, speaking of drives to work, on my drive to work today, I was driving down fucking, I think, some small side street, and literally fucking off the curb on the fucking street, I see something moving. It looked like a fucking stuffed animal, and it was a fucking one of those wild parrots.
What?
But like, I don't know how it eats shit. I don't know how it ended up on the street, but I felt bad. I'm like fuck it. I got freaked out again. Thought it was a stuffed animal, so it was just like fucking squirming. I'm like, and it didn't look like it was. It looked like it was hurt for sure. But like how the fuck did it get there?
That's
so
crazy.
Have you ever ran over an animal?
Oh
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, never swerve.
I don't think so.
Never swerve.
Yeah,
don't ever swerve.
I ran over
just swerve for humans, but never animals.
A big goose.
I got
overcorrect and crash.
Would you hit
a goose?
A goose.
A big
where
fucking
the fuck
goose
you?
By a park over there on Sycamore.
Birds hate you, dude.
Sycamore and Bristol. So I was with my sister. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
Driving. It's in the street. I can't move because there's a car inside of me and there's a car behind me.
Okay. So you're boxed in.
And just fucking feathers.
Nice.
Well, awesome, dude.
I'm like, fuck.
You killed Mother Goose. Nice.
Hey.
Damn.
She deserved
you,
it.
You ever
I hate goose.
Yeah.
You over?
I think it was either a possum or maybe like a raccoon or something. It was near like a Peters Canyon, like
head
towards Cook's Corner over there.
Yeah.
Just going down around a curve, something popped up. I just, that was
nice.
It. Looked in the rearview mirror and there was just fur.
Roadkill. Yeah. Just fur, nice. Cool. All right, man. We got a few Twitter shout-outs from last week. Let's hit it real quick, and then we'll jump into our articles, guys. This is off of episode 52, Put a Price on Your Penis. First person to hit us up, we haven't heard from her in a while. We have Five in a Shoe. Nez hit us up. Nez, what up, dude? She says, at Comic Sneak, I went up for the villain at Mem Debiener. I'm referring to the pic you posted on Instagram. She's like, look at that picture of Anne Rice. She's genuinely listening to every single word of the person she's looking at. That's fucking awesome.
Nice. She had her head turned when you took the picture. I saw that.
Took a lot of pictures when I was talking to her, but it was cool because, like, Nez is right. Like, Anne Rice was like, she looked like she was involved in the conversation.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it wasn't really her saying anything. It's just me, like, you know, fuck, you know, I love your work. You know, thanks for being so consistent all the time, blah, 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 blah. But she, way cool. So,
nice. I'm looking forward to her new book, Lestat's Coming Back.
Yeah, so, dude.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, and then she hits us back up. She says, listen to that Comic Syndicate 1 at 4 the Vanette Mem the Beaner. These are the things I ponder on my morning run. And she sent a weird message that I didn't quite understand, like maybe misspelt or words were missing completely off. I'm like, I don't know what the hell this means.
Maybe she was typing it as she's running.
Wait, Nez was running?
Nez was running, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, she's a runner, dude, apparently, dude.
Yeah, I bet.
Next one's going to be from Ciara Vega. She's homegirl. The homegirl I met at the San Diego Comic Con, we went to the Tusk panel, Kevin Smith.
Oh, okay, cool.
She hits me up. She's like, for the villain at Comic Syndicate, went at Mem the Beaner. I'm so glad I got to meet you. I'm like, yeah, dude, pleasure was all mine. Good luck with
what
everything.
What's she look like?
Taller than me, but that's not saying a lot. Sweetheart girl.
Sweetheart, okay. No. Already.
She's a doll, dude. She was a little cutie.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sweetheart, dude, for sure. And then we were chatting on our Google chat. So it's good that we're chatting in the Google chat again, dude. But we were talking with, I guess Lupa brought up one of her coworkers is into Spider-Man, and it's okay for her to ask us a million and one questions, and she gets sour when we ask her one question.
I know.
And so I thought that was funny, dude. But where do you think Spider-Man right now is a good spot to toss somebody on, or even, I'm sorry, I tossed out Spider-Man 2099.
That's a good spot because it's a new comic book. They do go into the story, the first issue, how he got there.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. I don't know about jumping into Amazing.
I would say so. And then Mike mentioned that too. He said that he wouldn't recommend it because everything that's happened.
There's a lot of shit that went
But down. Since it's a new relaunch of it, I don't think it's a bad. It's only four issues in.
It's
a fresh Peter Parker back again, anyways.
It's a 2099 all new Spider-Man 2099? Is that the title?
I think it's just Spider-Man 2099.
Okay, so she wants to get any comics, anything that says all news. Really
yeah, okay, I'll back you up on that. Yeah. Cool, so that was a good conversation we had. Today we got this from at Gage in Dark Sky. He's the kid, he's Gabe, dude, on Twitter. Haven't spoken to homeboy in a while, dude. And we invited him to the Google chat. I see his name on there, but like,
no one ever answers. All we get is loops.
I know, dude. Asking more fucking questions, dude. He says, at for the villain at Mem the Beaner. I've been a terrible follower, guys. Need to do some major catching up. So I don't know the last episode he caught.
Bro.
I know, Gabe. What's up, man? And it's our happy fucking anniversary, by the way.
Oh, 1 year.
1 year. Totally forgot. Dude.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The bells are going.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
We're very excited.
I know, right, dude? Lupa's like, do you guys have anything exciting planned? Fuck no.
Fine.
We're
going to
wing it.
We'll do the 150, yeah, the right, 150 episode.
Then we'll rock out.
We'll
dude.
Do something.
Yeah, for sure. So not going to do anything. This next one's going to be from at Mr. Johnny H _ BITW. He's Johnny H, cool cat on fucking Twitter, at Comic Syndicate 1. You should probably do a best of episode where you showcase your favorite what the fuck news, sex facts, and interviews.
We should do it at the end of the year, though.
We can do that, dude. Probably for Thanksgiving.
The best asshole of the year?
Ooh.
Award goes to?
You know, we can do something like that.
Okay.
And we can even have our listeners, like he said, I'm like, you know, that's a good question, you know, like, there are so many articles, they kind of bleed together.
Yeah, there's a lot of assholes out there.
A lot of what the fuck news that they bleed together. A lot of sex facts that are just kind of jumbled up now.
The problem is, I don't remember who asshole was last week. The Jesus Shitless or what the fuck news?
I don't remember Jesus
Shitless.
A girl who killed a guy?
Yeah, that's every episode. Someone's right. stabbing somebody. Well,
that's pretty yeah. much it, dude. Yeah.
Penis might have been chopped off last week.
Oh, yes.
I listen.
Yes,
yes.
Oh, I could look at that. See, that's one. And Lupe.
Johnny. That's our winner.
So, yeah, actually, that's a good listening or good call. You know, from Johnny's part, though, maybe for Thanksgiving, we can take that weekend off and just set up, like, you know, different. Actually, my favorite interview we did, Brian Bucciolotto, I liked.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, he was real cool.
Very interactive with us really well.
Yeah.
Declan Shalvey. Whole show, right?
Yeah, he did the whole show, dude, which was cool. Declan Shalvey, who I got at Comic-Con, he carried the fucking interview, so that was a good one. Mike and Ming, that wasn't the best interview we've done.
No.
Omar Spahi and Sieg Donnelly are always cool to interview.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
Eric Manatowski, too, so the Awesome Comics guys for sure. But yeah, we'll figure something out, dude, for end of the year, I guess, dude. All right, next one's going to be fucking Ray texted me out of the fucking blue, dude.
Oh, Ray. Yeah. I thought he left the country.
I know, right? He fucking totally fucking bails on our messages all the time. He texted me some weird shit fucking, I want to say fucking Tuesday or Wednesday. He's like, she was probably Yakuza. And I read it and I'm like,
who the fuck is Yakuza?
That's what I'm saying. So I never got back to him. I'm like, this fucker, my brother fucking probably just texted the wrong person. So 2 hours later, he gets back to me, dude. He's like,
oh my God.
In regards to the podcast chick who beheaded the other chick.
Yakuza.
In Japan. The Japanese
bro. Oh, okay. God and damn I'm like, it, Ray. Okay, you're making us look bad here.
And I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, so like, he listens to, so that's good, dude.
Yakuza sounds like a fucking WWE character. That's the
Japanese mob.
Yeah, Japanese
mob. Oh, like, okay, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
This guy,
I don't know.
Yeah, they're like the head fuckers out there pretty much, dude.
They run it.
Next one's going to be from this one, which is just interesting, dude. These guys have their own podcast, too. They are Crusaders_media. They are Crusaders on Twitter. They are like at Comic Syndicate 1. We like the quote-unquote try us hashtag. So whenever we post something on Comic Syndicate 1, it's like we put hashtag try us. And then they put hashtag smart. So,
oh, that's
very cool.
Cool,
guys. Thank you. You guys can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, I believe. They're, again, Crusaders_media. Next one's going to be Sean Daly, author. He's Sean D. Daly. He says, thanks for the shout-out last week's episode. And then he messages, DM'd Comic Syndicate, and he said that he's still working on his script, but once he gets it rolling, I think he's one deep into the comic. He's working on the second comic right now. He said once he's done with two in the bank, he'll hit us up and he's down for an interview.
I love interviews.
Yeah, dude.
My computer hates him, but I love him.
Oh, shit, dude. All right, so thanks a lot, Sean. We'll definitely keep in touch with you. And then the last one, our boy we haven't heard from in a while, Rideshare 13, Albert Alvarado.
Fucking Albert, you getting your Dolphins fucking hat ready? Ready to lose 50% off Walmart, the homie.
Oh, dude. Oh, no, dude. I don't know if they're going to do that hot, dude. But we got football.
We got football coming up.
Last night was Giants versus Bills.
I didn't see it. But all I saw was the highlights of fucking retard Manny. Eli fumbling.
No shit, I missed it.
Yeah, they picked it up.
Well, that's good. Nice way to start off the preseason for me. He says, at for the villain at Mem the Beaner. All right, fuckers, sitting down to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm here on your guys' recommendation. It better be good.
Okay, you wanna...
And he gets right back. So let me finish up, okay, and then we'll jump into that, dude. And then he says right back up. He says, I still say, next Star Wars, my ass. Now we hold on. He goes
more?
A few more. Oh, okay. He gets back to us at Anime X Burst. He's Mark Alvarez at for the villain at Mem the Beaner. Mark had seen that post and he's like, if it's any consolation, I thought it was really good. So, Albert replied back to all of us and he says, okay, I loved it. He gets back again.
Albert said that.
Yeah, he said, but it's still not Star Wars. And then yesterday, I believe, he hits us back up like a fifth, sixth time.
He's Albert. Like,
I hope we get a Guardians of the Galaxy review tomorrow, not at the end of the month.
Wow.
So,
I'm sorry Albert doesn't have fucking He-Man in it. I apologize.
Yeah, so let's get into it real quick, dude.
So did you watch it?
Not yet.
Great movie, dude.
I have an excuse.
Do you want us to spoil it?
No, go ahead.
Fine.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to watch it.
Good segue, Albert. Go for it.
I think it's, okay, regarding the Star Wars, Episode 1 sucked.
Chewie and fucking Han Solo. Groot and fucking Rocket.
Right, but I'm talking about like Star Wars Episode 1.
Okay.
And this is Guardians number 1, so I think it totally beats Episode 1.
Episode 1, for sure.
So now you're talking actual Episode 1, not like.
Well, I mean,
say
original, yeah.
It's the new Star Wars. It's you know, I'm comparing it to the first three movies.
And to do, you know what? Okay. To do an intergalactic movie like that, way ballsy on Marvel's part. Written so fucking nicely, dude.
It was good. Everything.
All the actors brought it.
The beginning, fucking tearjerker.
The whole movie was a tearjerker.
The very beginning, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I kind of thought he was an asshole at first. The little kid, I'm like, you fucker. And then everything goes down, and then it was dialogue was great. The actors brought it. They were on their A games. Batista, Albert hit us up not Batista too long ago was saying badass. Batista was a badass. It was written fucking funny, Sergio. Like, yeah. I was not expecting it.
We got great reviews. Like, I always read all types of reviews on movies and kind of make my decision off of that, unless it's something. Even if it gets bad reviews, like, I still go watch those stupid Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Too fast.
But,
too stupid.
Yeah, good reviews and tons of money.
Yeah, big time, dude. I think they hit 94 million, dude. Yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoyed it.
I loved it,
dude. It was good. Yeah. I didn't think it was... the greatest Marvel movie.
No, everyone said it's the best movie of the year. I think the best movies of the year, it's up there. Top three for me would be Captain America, Winter Soldier Part 2. That was my... Tied with Planet of the Apes was that fucking good. And really? This one's up there, dude. Those are the three best movies of the
year. Planet of the Apes are in there?
Planet of the Apes is fucking good.
I gotta see it then.
Yeah, yeah. That's another tearjerker too, dude. But again, written nicely. I wasn't expecting Marvel to go about it in such a comedic way, the way they did.
It's totally different from Cap 3. Cap 3 is real serious.
It's different than all the...
I think it's made more for... I can't even say young because they did say a lot of bad words.
They gussed a lot in it.
But like you have like Groot.
Groot was kid-friendly.
Kid-friendly.
Rocket was not kid-friendly, but he was just hilarious.
He was funny as fuck.
Drax was fucking funny. Batista did great as
Drax. What about Gamora?
Okay, Lupe was bitching about this. Like, she would not stop, like... Okay, I love Zoe Saldana. She's a hottie. She looks sexy in green still. She's a little too thin for my taste.
She's way too thin. Like her clothes were like, like they weren't tight on her. They were just like
loose.
And she's skinny, but it's like skinny. Too skinny.
Yeah. I just saw her in Out of the Furnace. Exactly. This last weekend, I Netflixed that. She was in that. She's looking super skinny.
Yeah.
It's just,
she seemed like she had more
jaw,
meat.
Her jawline, her everything looked too, like...
Beautiful girl. I prefer more weight on my girls, for sure. But she did great. I mean, she didn't take me out of the Gamora experience.
If you see the comic more and you see her, there's a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. But she was still a badass, though.
She was badass.
And they were all pretty much badasses, which was good. Peter Quill, fucking... Chris Pratt, I swear I haven't seen him in anything.
He's in that TV show.
Yeah, I know. He's in a bunch of shit, but I've never seen him in anything.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
And Homeboy fucking... He did great, dude, as Peter fucking Quill. And again, the camaraderie they showed. The Nova Corps was fucking dope, dude. Like, the setups, like, even when they break out of the fucking... Everything they do was cool. And then, again, the camaraderie was dope, dude. They backed each other up and... That's what the Guardians are, dude. So
it was a good movie. Even the bad guy, the guy with what was the guy with the hammer name?
Not the Redeemer. Fucking
Starts with N.
Why did I? What is it?
Starts with N. That's all I know.
Anyways,
this guy is huge. He played a really good bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
So bad that he said, "Fuck you, Thanos."
Yeah, they showed Thanos finally.
Thanos is a badass.
Yeah. He's just still chilling in his fucking throne.
Looking at and stars. He just
looks badass.
All day.
They finally talk about the Infinity Gems.
Yes.
Which is great. Like, they're giving... Again, like, the beginning of the movie, Sergio, they're jumping to a bunch of different planets, but they went about it greatly as far as describing the where everyone's coming from, for the most part, dude.
All right, so you guys both recommend the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
movie.
I think
I would, dude. Right. I want to say kid-friendly, but they dropped a lot. Shit, they drop a few times. Fuck, they drop a few times.
It's a good movie. I mean, it should be okay for kids. It,
dude. Yeah. So, again, dude, we don't know where it's going to lead now. Like, okay, we want to go with spoilers? The ending?
The fucking ending was terrible.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah, it's fucking Howard the Duck.
Howard the fucking
Duck. Well, yeah, they're working on a movie already. Or it might even be done.
They could have used that
for anybody else.
They could have done so much stuff at the end.
Now, here's the thing, though. Okay, first of all, Guardians. I was one of the first people, I believe I'm the only one who said, Guardians is the most fucking ambitious movie Marvel had in their fucking...
Yeah, because they totally go space bound.
And they did fucking great. Mm-hmm. Now, Marvel's plan is, what the fuck? Now, again, Howard the Duck does belong, he is a Marvel character. He's been to Image, he's been to Vertigo, though.
God damn it.
Marvel does own him. He was a Marvel fucking title. He's done crossovers with Gambit, with Spider-Man, with everyone, dude. He was in Civil War.
Howard the Duck?
He was, dude.
Who wants to see Howard the Duck?
He was a pimp in the movie.
In the movie, he was taxing some whore.
Leah Thompson. He totally taxed her, dude.
It was disgusting.
But he... Okay, touche. Interspecies mating. Okay, maybe not the best thing, but for a duck...
You don't think they could...
For a duck. That's tall, man.
You don't think
he nailed Leah Thompson.
They couldn't do anything better with that scene.
Okay, that I agree with. Now, shit happens. Random fucking character to use. Now, is Marvel going to use him?
Well, if he's in the movie, they're going to use
him. That's what I'm thinking, too. Now, maybe not the biggest role, necessarily, but again... Marvel has this game plan we keep talking about, dude.
They could have done anything, like maybe something on Earth, they get a message. Like,
okay, I didn't hate it, but it was total what the fuck, like.
Yeah, I was like...
And I'm like, holy shit, that's Howard the Duck. And then my second thought after that was, why the fuck would Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
So, good movie, though.
We'll see, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we can talk about fucking the movies that are slated, I guess, since we're still on the comic talk. So, what we have is Marvel's fucking game plan for...
They're doing big things, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're tearing it up right now.
So, they're on phase two. Phase two started with Iron Man 3, Thor 2, The Dark World, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and then Guardians of the Galaxy. The one that's going to end phase two is going to be Avengers Age of Ultron, which comes out May 1st.
May, that's a huge gap, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Phase three, the start of phase three, is going to be Ant-Man in July 17, 2015, Captain America 3 in 2016, Doctor Strange 2016, and then Guardians of the Galaxy 2 in 2017.
So we're getting three movies next year?
You know, that's the thing. I've read another article. So next year, we're going to get two Marvel movies. And then, so 2015, two Marvel movies. 2016 and 17, they're slated to have three Marvel movies back to back years.
Okay.
Again, very ballsy thing that Marvel's doing. They still have time, again, expanding their universe to get, you know, the audience to know each character, dude. Again, as well as Guardians of the Galaxy did, and seeing the footage of, you know, Batman dogging fucking Superman, I trust Marvel, dude.
DC's gonna... I don't know. After seeing that Batman footage... Mm-hmm. I'm liking it.
Yeah, so am I, but I mean, granted, can they deliver?
Well, they got 2 years of fucking
they do, dude.
What's DC doing?
DC, their movie slates are gonna be, okay, we're gonna have
Batman versus Superman.
Batman v Superman, and that's not considered Superman is Steel 2.
Okay.
So they're gonna introduce the Trinity. So it's gonna be Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. So they're gonna be an introduction, of course, they're gonna scrap. After that, they're gonna do a...
So is Wonder Woman also doing her own thing?
They are gonna do her own thing.
Okay. I think they have a Gordon. They have a Flash and Green Lantern.
Oh, Flash! I did hear about that.
Yeah,
they're together.
And Arrow, right? Or Flashing.
Flash and Arrow.
Flash and Arrow.
And then
they're gonna do a movie, and then they're gonna do a Captain Marvel movie
with The Rock.
With The Rock, right?
Yeah, he's playing Shazam.
Which is pretty cool.
Right, okay.
Which I could see him playing like a goofy kind of superhero.
Kind
Shazam,
of act like a kid. Because
Shazam
is a kid, yeah. He's a Shazam and he gets these powers. So, again, the way Marvel's gone about it, Sergio, is they took time to develop the characters and then put them all together in the Avengers. DC's kind of going backwards and like, here's all our characters. Now watch them on their own single movies.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't trust fucking DC. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope for the best. And then if Marvel continues to put out movies this consistent, and we even brought up this conversation, is Guardians going to be the movie that breaks fucking Marvel? And obviously the box office says fuck no.
I was surprised. I thought it, when I saw it, I'm like, motherfucker, no one's going to know any of these characters.
There's
a lot of characters like,
yeah.
I didn't even remember some of them, like dude with the blue head.
Oh, yes. Five. Yondu.
No one's gonna know this guy. I don't even know this guy.
Just nerding out on the things in the background. They're hitting Easter eggs, where it's dope. They sort of showed a Celestial, which everything, just little things that they're mentioning is fucking dope. Dude. Huh. So,
now, what do you guys think of all this like TV also? Because I noticed like there's a lot of TV. Like there's comic books. It seems like are just everywhere now.
Yeah, now it is, right?
Superheroes and all that.
I think DC rules TV.
Yeah.
They are the kings of TV right now.
And probably their movies, they're animated.
Yeah, I just saw Batman Arkham Asylum.
How was that? No shit, huh?
I didn't really like it.
Okay.
But it was okay. It was all has to do with the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I wish they would really go back to the old art form.
Okay.
Where like the old Batman, the way they used to draw.
The Batman, the animated series?
Yeah, like the square face.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
This is kind of like all the other movies, kind of like an animated type movie. But they do are kings of TV. They got tons of shows coming out. They got The Flash, Arrow, crossover many times. Constantine, Gotham.
Gotham
looks very good. I think Marvel's only going to produce two.
Agent Carter?
Agent Carter and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's it
that I know of.
Yeah.
For TV.
For Netflix. Gotham looks Netflix good.
Daredevil. Oh, the
Netflix.
Gotham.
So, you seen that?
Yes.
One looks that's starting up soon, and that looks good.
Yeah. The end of the year for Constantine and that one, I believe. So, like Adam said, dude, I agree. TV-wise, it's great being a comic fan and finally having it be more acceptable, I guess.
Well, now they need to go out and start buying the books.
So yeah, that's true, though. Dude.
I mean, because if you want to know the story, the books out there, they've done a great job of rebooting them. So you don't have to go back 600 issues.
Yeah.
You could just jump in and you already know what's going on. Most of the books, anyways.
Yeah.
Like they rebooted Justice League. We don't know shit about Justice League. They have their own take on how they came together.
Yeah.
Batman. So it's a great time for movies. It's also a great time for comics.
Yeah, I agree. And get new audience that wasn't on it before. So that's always good for men. So yeah, fuck it, Artman. Anything else you guys got?
Let's see.
We went at that a good while, didn't
we?
All right, cool. Let me give some quick shout outs and then we'll jump over anywhere you guys want to go. All right, dude. Last final shout outs are going to be to our nerdbong.com crew, guys. Hit up the nerdbong.com to find us, the Comic Syndicate, the Baked English podcast, the Untitled Movie podcast. You guys can find the Bat Chat. You guys can find the Splendiferous Stories for Slumber. Couch Commandos, Nerdbong Presents Back to the Toy Shop. You guys can find us there. Go to the page for content on TV, comics, cosplay, gaming, anything cool, nerdy, fucking, those guys are awesome. Don't just listen to the podcast, follow them. They're good peeps.
Good stuff. And now, big news. We have a, I finally got off my ass and actually tried to get some sponsors. So, we have our first actual sponsor. Mm-hmm. It's Audible. So if you guys, I love Audible. It's on Amazon. It's if you don't like to read so much and you travel a lot, this is great to just fucking listen to a book on audio.
Mm-hmm.
You could put them on CD. You could put them on your iPad. You could put them pretty much anywhere on your any kind of device.
Yeah, Droid.
On the go, dude.
Yeah, I know Apple. Sergio uses it a lot.
I use it. Yeah.
Joe, you're gonna be a member.
I'm gonna go to http://www.audible.com/thecomicsyndicate to sign up.
You guys gotta sign up to /thecomicsyndicate so we get something out of it.
We get some sort of credit or something.
So we can maybe buy a someone to run.
Sergio, a new SD card.
SD card. a new tech guy.
A new tech guy. You're fired. Because
this guy's fucking gone.
He needs to be fired.
He's quit 2 weeks ago. again, www.audibletrial.com/thecomicsyndicate. All one word, The Comic Syndicate. You get a free month.
Cool.
Nice.
And you get a free book.
Perfect, dude.
You can cancel anytime you like.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't canceled mine. I still listen to all my books.
No, that's good money. Yeah.
So, guys, hit us up.
Yeah, definitely do that, guys. All right,
yeah. Great. Make sure you throw up the link and stuff.
Yeah, we gotta do that on
our
side, dude.
For sure.
And then I'm working on a second one. I kind of heard back from them. I don't know if I want to spoil it if we don't get it.
We already got Dream Crush with Keith Heward, so I don't think I already cut my wrist.
Right,
I don't have any more wrists to cut.
Because we go into sex facts, I hit up adamandeve.com, dude.
Oh, nice.
So we'll see
That'd
how
that be an
goes.
Awesome
yeah,
sponsor.
Yeah, I think so, dude.
What's this?
Adamandeve.com. I know, right? Like, it's a sex fucking site.
It's a Bible publishing company.
There you go. Yeah, so if we get that one, I think that would be good. Especially with we talk about fucking everything.
We talk about buttholes.
Well, that way you don't have to make your sponge rubber glove penis
there you
device.
Go. Hopefully they can send us fucking free pocket pussies, dude.
Hooray. Pocket pussies.
Awesome, dude. All right, cool, guys. All right, hit up audible.com. Thanks for that, Adam. And then let's hit some fucking what the fuck articles real quick.
Go for it.
We have the Flying Axe Smashes. Did you see that one?
No.
That's why I asked you if it was an axe, dude. It's a quick article, dude. Topsfield, Massachusetts. It was a scary moment on a highway north of Boston when an axe smashed through the windshield of a car. So when you said you were driving, I'm like,
fuck did someone throw an axe?
Okay. Massachusetts State Police say the axe bounced out of a landscaper's dump truck at 11 a.m. Wednesday on southbound Interstate 95. They released a photo showing the axe on the corner of a back stuck in the passenger's.
Yeah, the photo is awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Holy so shit. You know, like,
dude, gnarly, dude.
That looks exactly what happened to me today.
Yeah.
With a duck. Now,
what Mexican uses axes?
Okay.
Well, exactly. For gardening.
Well, in Boston, are there any Mexicans in
There's
Boston?
There's Mexicans everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, everywhere.
All right, the truck driver from Peabody, Massachusetts was cited for failing to secure the axe, which carries a $200 fine. Now, I thought it was nuts because she's going 65 miles an hour. Even if you were the passenger, though, dude, that's freak. That's got it.
So the fee is $200 for killing somebody with an axe.
Well, no one died.
No one died, thank goodness.
The handle stopped it.
Yeah,
like, from going all the way through.
But
God, yeah, that's crazy.
And then it just got stuck on the fucking dash. So that's interesting. Crazy. What the fuck for sure, dude?
Did they stop and get it back?
Hey. I need that for it.
I need the axe.
All right, we got some weird ones, guys. Another what the fuck, dude? Man faces attempted murder charge after fight with roommate over cookies.
Hey, what kind of cookies?
Yeah, that's true.
I fucking fought for some cookies before.
There may be no crime over spilled milk. Gotta love fucking Huffington Post. After an Illinois woman ate 3 Chips Ahoy cookies for her breakfast, her 23-year-old roommate allegedly tried to kill her for devouring his treat, police said. Alan Hall was arrested in Dektar Wednesday following a dispute at the apartment he shares with the 49-year-old woman, according to the Associated Press. Hall now faces charges of attempted murder and an aggravated domestic battery for the cookie incident. According to police, the 49-year-old victim apparently thought Hall was joking when he pounded on the bathroom door and threatened to kill her. Bitch.
They're cookies, dog. I'll tell you a quick story. Securities. We have our little refrigerator.
Okay.
You leave any fucking food, it's gone. Right? So I had a couple
of cookies. You guys are all assholes like that?
Assholes. I got a guy there named, we call him 3-inch Gil. And
I want to know about never mind.
Jam it in.
3-inch Gil. Just think about it. And the motherfucker ate my cookies.
Oh, man.
Did you sock him up, though?
He put it in chat. He's like, oh, whose cookies are these? I fucking ate them. And I go, motherfucker, I have you on chat. I'm going to get you written up. You ate my fucking cookies. I'll kill you. So what did he do? They were like, they were Girl Scout cookies.
Right?
And he goes, yeah. Oh, okay, I'll replace them.
That's fucking cracked, though, dude.
Yeah. He fucking got me 99-cent cookies, dude. Like, from the 99-cent store.
Nice, dude. Well, the thought was there, but yeah, no, compared to
fucking...
Fuck
that.
Yeah.
So
next time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get tuna sandwiches, right?
All right.
But instead of tuna, I'm going to use cat food. Fuck so that. If that motherfucker eats them...
Would you be down to do that?
Hell yeah, I'd be down to do that.
I guess...
Do you guys ever watch Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah,
they did
someone
some
was
fuck
eating someone's
shit. Oh, yeah.
He jizzed in him, right?
Sushi on his head.
And then people got all upset at him.
Yeah.
It was his food.
Yeah, I agree, dude. Oh, okay.
That shit's serious stuff, though.
Eating
people's food.
Okay, that
especially the Girl Scouts, though. That's like once a year.
That okay.
Yeah, I get my $40 in, and
I didn't say I get my farts in.
Well, cookies do that.
After she opened the door, Alan grabbed her around the throat with both of his hands and threw her down into the tub. The affidavit
read. Oh my god!
So she hit the back of her head on the tub, and this caused a knot on her head. Hall then began to strangle her. The affidavit continued until the victim's husband and landlord arrived and separated the two. So Hall is being held on $7,500 bail for felony charge. And here you go, guys. It's not the first time a dispute over dessert has turned physical. In 2011. A fight between two female roommates in Florida over Girl Scout cookies and
there it is, Girl Scout cookies
and Florida.
They're
in
evil. Florida,
right? So you have that in common with Floridians.
They put something in. They put something in those Girl Scout cookies that
it's
just,
crack. I know,
they
dude.
Just they get you angry. You see someone eating your cookies, you just want to fucking throw an axe at
who
the cart.
Who has cookies for breakfast?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
it happens.
The chocolate chip chewy Chip Ahoy's.
Oh,
I like Oreo cookies.
I like them cold too.
Okay, the Girl Scout cookies, I like them chilled, but I like the coconut ones.
Coconuts one's good. Yeah. The peanut butter ones are good.
Peanut butter ones are
peanut
good.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Tell us what your favorite cookie is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. All right, next one's going to be... This one's interesting. I saw this on fucking, I think, Huffington Post. Sex toy stuck in woman's vagina for 10 years.
10 years?
What?
Yeah, right, dude? So this one was 724, so when I caught it, dude. A 38-year-old woman in Scotland. Oh, Scotland, dude. Who told doctors she was suffering from shaking, incontinence, and severe weight loss, turning out to have a sex toy stuck inside her vagina that had been there for 10 years.
What?
Wow. You know what?
Total, what the fuck?
Adam and Eve's like, yeah, I don't know about this.
Yeah, sometimes right. You didn't buy that from our site, did you?
Sometimes stuff gets stuck you don't even know about. Like, I do have a story.
Go for it, man.
I was in the pool.
Oh, one of those stories.
And then, you go under real deep and then your ears pop and everything.
I didn't want to hear, like, the vacuum fucking storm.
No, it's my ears on my dick, all right?
Okay, got it.
So, all of a sudden, like, I felt something in my ear, and I started, like, what the fuck is this? And I pull it out, and it's like an earplug that I have no fucking idea.
What?
How long it's been in there or how it got in there, dude.
What the hell?
I swear to God.
That one's odd.
It had no head. It was just like a, you put into stop water sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was lodged in there. And I have fucking no idea how it was in there. I had migraines, and I don't have any more migraines now.
You don't.
I swear to God, dude. I swear.
Wow.
So, guys, if you want to check if you have anything in your nose or
any
ears,
orifices,
your ass,
pretty
go in the
much.
Pool.
The woman who the article notes was of normal intelligence. I like how they add that, dude.
Normal.
Doctors.
2 plus 2?
Yeah, exactly. Dude. Told doctors she used the 5-inch toy in a drunken sexual encounter a decade ago and didn't remember whether she took it out or not.
How does she pee?
Okay, well, here you go.
Was it her ass or
by the time the surgeons found it, the toy's effects were potentially life-threatening. It had caused a bladder blockage that was forcing urine to back up into her kidneys and also created a, vesicovaginal fistula.
Jesus. That was a tough one. That's a tough
which
one.
Is a tract that causes urine to flow into the vagina. Wowzers. So
10 years.
10 years.
Wow.
Spitting
she was drunk.
Piss.
Drunk. Yeah.
Drunk, dude. Yeah. But still, like, how do you forget a 10-inch fucking toy?
Damn, in? That guy shoved it in there good.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so now this one, dude. I want you guys to guess this one real quick. Grandma will spend 6 months in jail for what?
Is this sex facts or just what the fuck news?
This is still what the fuck.
Grandma spends 6 months?
Meth.
Yeah. Ooh, what? Good.
Gotta
be meth, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, I don't know.
Okay. Any guess?
Throwing an axe at a car.
Okay, that's a good guess, dude. For public sex.
Wow. Nice. How old was she?
This is a good question. I will let you know right now. I believe it has her age. A married grandma of 14 faces 6 months behind bars after she had public sex with a man who was not her husband at a public pavilion in Florida. Again, we love you Floridians.
Jesus.
Here you go. Peggy Clem, 68, and her 49-year-old.
All right, 68, you turn off the camera, you walk away. You don't talk to her, take your dick out of her.
Dude, it wasn't even her husband. David Bobula were sentenced Wednesday after the romp at Lake Summer Landing Market Square, Click Orlando reports. Apparently, retirement community there called The Villages, which houses 100,000 people, is known for its wild nights, $3.75 cocktails, and public sex.
Okay, $3 cocktails. That explains a lot.
She stood in front of a judge on Wednesday and mouthed, "I love you," to her husband of 50 years, Frank Clem, who stood beside
years.
Her despite her phylandery.
Damn.
Right?
What does she look like? Let me see what she looks like.
I would say negative. She's a grandma.
She does. Like she looks like 65.
Yeah,
she does. She apologized through the tears as she walked out of the court. She'll get credit for time served and has 135 days left to serve her
sentence. 6 months for only banging in the park?
In public? Yeah, dude.
That's not that bad.
I didn't know I can get jail time for that.
I think
that
she should have got more for being fucking 65.
I should have been careful, dude. Okay, we can do one more if you want, because the sex facts are extremely long, dude.
Oh, are they? Okay, so let's do one more.
So we can do 911 car released in a hot tub threesome case. A concerned neighbor called 911 after discovering a small boy at her Peoria, Arizona apartment complex crying and calling for his mother. When police arrived at the Gray Star Sierra Apartments, they allegedly found her mother, 28, Gina Marie Rayner, her 30-year-old boyfriend, Anthony Valvacoyla, and another woman, 29-year-old Jennifer Dukanowski, having sex in the public spa.
Nice. Congratulations.
After prying the threesome apart, police documents say Vihiola told them he left Rayner's 3-year-old and 5-year-old sons in the apartment and told them to go to sleep while he went back to the pool.
Well, I mean, you can't take them. What the fuck?
Dad of the year?
Dad of
the year for sure.
Fuck.
And what the fuck, dude?
They're not bad looking either.
That one's not bad. She looks kind of like
she's evil.
Tore up, right?
Yeah, this like one looked like she just fucking walked into the
set
pool.
Set someone's house on fire.
Pretty much. So I thought that was just totally what the fuck. Okay, here we go, dude. Vicky Gola was also charged with felony child abuse. The two boys are currently in a CPS custody. So,
how pissed would you get your kid?
If it was my kid?
If your kid called the cops.
The kids, first of all, were cock blocking. No offense. But, I mean, come on. But, granted, 3 and 5-year-old. But,
my daddy's fucking, you sleep.
Pretty much, dude. All right, that's all I got, dude. We'll go into sex facts next week, dude. So, yeah, fuck it. Anything else you guys want to add?
Nothing. Let's get into some comic news after this break.
Cool. Sounds good, man.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hey guys, this is Humberto Ramos, Amazing Spider-Man artist. and you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics and also a little TV show called
Comic Book Man.
And you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Zeke Donnelly
from Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground. You're listening to Comics.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate, you got it.
Okay, we're back. And Comic Talks. There was a great amount of books that came out.
Yeah,
which
dude.
Which were awesome.
Yeah, a lot of great fucking reads this week, and I started to catch up from fucking the week prior we were gone from San Diego. I read fucking so fucking much, I was cramming at least.
I read, I'm going to say, 80% Image this week.
Seems like it, huh?
There were so many good books. Mm-hmm. I mean, Outcast 2 was good. Black Science is what I'm going to talk about today. Really good. Issue 7. this is season 2. We got something?
Yeah, dude. Real quick, man. We have Sadie Morales at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at The Equipment Man. Sharpen your dicks, cocksuckers, because it's Monday. Joey Diaz. Okay? He says, tell Adam I can hear his vape stop cycling.
Wow. Sadie is not here, and he still shits on my fucking books. He shit on your book last time.
He shit on my book last time, dude.
Anyways.
All right, go for it. Give him a shout-out, dude.
Black Science, issue 7, we're coming into season 2. Mm. They were on break for a little bit. We ended with one of the main characters, Grant, the father of the kids, dying. And picks up, you know, Rick Remender just always picks up in straight action. Doesn't fuck around. Mm-hmm. Goes right into it. What we have is we have a little dialogue going. We don't really know who's talking until later on in the comic.
Okay.
It looks like the kids were captured, Grant's kids, and they are being ready to be fed. And there's a knight. These guys are aliens, by the way, the ones that are going to eat them.
Okay.
They're on a set of horses. They have like a giant fish. I love the art.
Nice.
They have a knight. We don't really know who he is, but he's talking.
Introduction
he's,
to this
yeah,
character.
He's okay. Doing the dialogue, so he's talking about all. How he fucked up, his past, and he's on a mission to. He made a promise to Grant, so we find out it's Kadar.
Okay.
And Kadar was the one that sabotages the pillars, the ones that fucked it up, so they're traveling back in time. They're traveling to all these worlds because he fucked it up.
Okay.
And he made a promise before Grant died that he would always protect his kids.
Nice, okay.
So the kids find themselves in trouble, they are being ready to be eaten, and actually the whole crew too is. And they have Grant come out on that fish like a fucking knight on a mission. He's fucking people up. He goes through. He has a handgun. Shoots them. Takes the carriage. Takes the kids out. And the art in this book is just
great,
so
dude.
Great.
Yeah.
And the dialogue, as he's running, he's talking about his past and what he needs to do. One of the things I like about it is, like, you know how some books you would... the introduction would just have all dialogue or, like, you know, their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, it does the same thing, but there's actually shit going on while he's doing it.
Okay.
So he moves the story along well. They're being chased by these fuckers. They find out that it's Kadar. They're like, what the fuck? You know, no one really likes Kadar because they all know that he fucked over Grant.
Okay.
But he has to keep this promise. So he's just trying to get out of the city as fast as he can on this fish. Mm-hmm. And they're chasing him. Fight goes bad. He shoots everyone. What happens at the end, though, is the kids die. I don't know if they die.
Okay.
What happens is the main dude comes out with this giant dinosaur chasing him, and the carriage is kind of like tipping over a cliff, and Kadar is trying to help him, but he fails, and the rope snaps, and they just fucking fall off the cliff. So
instant death.
I don't know what can happen.
Okay. they're going to survive somehow. Okay.
We're watching panel to panel as the...
I know, right?
The carriage falls.
It's getting smaller. Like
smaller and smaller. The two kids go bye-bye, and it ends there to be continued.
Nice.
I don't know if they're going to die.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay. This is Rick Remender writing?
Yes.
And the artist is Mateo Scalera, right?
Yes, the gentleman that I missed. I thought it was somebody else.
You mistook for somebody else, yeah? Yes. Okay. Cool, dude. I read a lot of good fucking books this week, dude. I loved who... Let's go into East of West real quick, just because I'm loving the fuck out of it real quick, dude. Shit's going to start going down, dude. Jonathan Hickman is the writer. Nick Dragotta is the artist. Like you said, dude, Image is fucking on fire right now, dude. I'm loving it. I'm loving this title, the way Jonathan Hickman writes. The way Nick Dragotta just draws this is fucking sick, dude. So now it's all come into fruition. Everything's starting to make sense finally. Now, granted, there are a lot of characters in this book, but now everything's making sense, dude. It's the three remaining horsemen. They had a vessel of some creature. So okay. He's supposed to carry out the message. Now, part of the message says, whatever you do, don't fuck with the seed of death.
Okay.
And the three remaining fucking horsemen finally decide, you know what? Fuck the message. Let's fucking kill the fucking kid. Which God. They call the Beast, by the way.
Right. That's so, Death's Son.
Yes, Death's Son, dude. Now, all the factions, it's a fucking several different nations, different factions, and now it looks like it's going to come to a war, like factions invading other factions. Now, they had a peace treaty, but everyone's just blackmailing other fucking factions to the point where they can gain the upper hand, get more land, you know, whatever. Great comic, though, so the fact that, you know, the kids fucking come to this realization, like, let's go fucking kill fucking his kid. The vessel, this alien-looking fucking sick-ass twisted fucking creature, eats the man that was holding him for the most part.
Okay.
And he says, I'm part of the message too. So the scripture that's left, he literally fucking eats the scripture, dude. So he can have it in him.
Okay.
Okay. So now they go out. Now, prior comic, last issue, which was, issue number 13, Death met with Homeboy, the sheriff guy.
Okay.
He uses his skills to find out where his son is.
All right.
So he's like, okay, go straight down this way 100 miles and you'll hit, you know, the sanctuary where your kid's at. He's like, you sure you don't want to come? He's like, I still have a lot of people I got to cross off my list. Oh, but nice. Very cool. They're kind of boys now. He's like, you know, I'll be seeing you again. You know, he's like, yeah, hopefully not for a long time. He's fucking dead. So, very just interaction was way cool, dude. So the last panel is literally the three remaining fucking members of the Horsemen and they're already at the fucking...
Where his son is.
Yes. So, he says, I'll even say a prayer for you, dead man, that hopefully you get there in time. And these kids are fucking, they're ready to kill his son. We don't know what type of powers or anything he might have. So, again, the way Jonathan Hickman gives little inserts in between comics is fucking very cool. Like, of what worth is a mother? Of what value is a child? And just everything now is making fucking sense in the bigger picture now.
Okay.
So, granted, the first arc was probably the easiest to get to know. Once they introduced more characters, like, fuck, kind of overwhelming. But now it's making fucking
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I'm catching up on that one, actually.
So very cool, man. I loved that one. That was one of my books of the week, man. So take
your next one. What do you want to do? You want to do
anything, dude.
Anything but Sandman.
Oh, Sandman is another great fucking book, dude.
It's too confusing.
Love that fucking book. You know what, though? I think it's the fact that Gaiman and fucking Williamson, not Williamson, is it? G.H. Williams, the third. No, first of all, Sergio, it's a great fucking comic. They drop every, what, 3-4 months, it seems like?
Fucking asshole.
But the art, yeah. It's gotta take, like, fucking time to fucking do that, dude. And it's Neil Gaiman, so he's a well-known writer anyways. But, again, pretty much in a nutshell, dude, issue number one, they find out someone's out to kill fucking mini Sandman from different realms.
Different realms, yeah.
So this one, Sandman and the cat Sandman, which kind of seems like a chick.
They kind of, yeah, character. They tag up for a little bit.
They're going after whoever's out to get them. So, very good, but kind of confusing.
Confusing as fuck.
Great book, great art, though, guys. Check that one out. But yeah, go for it.
What do you want to do? You want to do...
I was going to hit... go for it. You take anything, and I'll hit the next one. I was going to hit Low and actually Batman and Robin, because Batman and Robin was actually really good.
Okay, you know...
So if you want to take Low,
you take Low, and I'll back you up on
it. Okay, cool. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck me. I'm like, okay. Oh, wait, you were talking about right now. All right, cool. Low is another Image comic, guys. This one came out. It's a Rick Remender comic. It's issue number one. The artist for this one is going to be Greg Ticini. Image comic title number one, and it's $3.99 comic. It starts off pretty much, I guess in a nutshell, the Earth is the future.
future book.
And it's the Earth is going to be consumed by the sun for the most part. That's the best way to put it, dude. Starts off with the king, or the guy who's in charge, Tax and his lady. They have a conversation. You know, she's like, I got to get back to work. You know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, another planet we can go to. He's like, you know, don't waste your fucking time. You're not going to find shit. You know, so
let's
they
just kinda stay here and bang.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. But very cool, the interaction they have. You know, he's like, well, you know, our daughters, they're going to, I'm going to take them out on the first training mission tomorrow. She's like, you know, the interaction they have, she's like, you know, they're not going to remember. They don't want to do it. They're not into it like you are. And it's cool because the next morning, the girls are all fucking jazzed. Like, Dad, we're going to fucking go out now? So he takes them all out into, again, what is like a giant submarine vessel, right?
Yeah, it's fucking... The art in this book is it's good, but it's interesting.
It is interesting. I'll give you interesting, dude. But again, like the characters. So they go into the submarine, and one of the girls asks, you know, it's just cool. He's trying to give him history background on the ship, how to use things properly. He comes across some fucking giant fucking armor. And the girls are like, Dad, what's that? He's like, you know, one day I'll show you how to use it. We can only... it only acts within our DNA. So only we can use it. So it's just something interesting that they toss out. Because what happens next...
Right,
is
yeah.
Not really. So the submarine takes off. They go into deep fucking ocean. And again...
They start fucking throwing down, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They literally get fucking attacked by fucking pirates, dude.
I like how the pirates look too. They look crazy.
The pirates look pretty dope, dude. Like, just fucking gnarly. Again, like, twisted... rendition of fucking pirates, dude. Their ship gets boarded, and the dad, as soon as they realize they're getting taken over, their ship's getting taken over, he jumps in the suit, and this is what he sees. And he sees the whole crew. He's like, whoa, if you move, if you twitch, we're gonna fucking kill your daughter straight up. And he's already in the suit, and after he's telling them, like, you know, girls, this suit's fucking badass. Mm-hmm. So we don't get to see how badass it is because he gets out of the suit to fucking protect his daughter. Yeah. So he's in a fuck situation anyways, dude. So the kids get taken over. The guy who's in charge says, you know what, take the fucking girls, get them the fuck out of here. And he goes up to homeboy, who's in, you know, the pops, the king guy. And he literally, he's like, I figured out how to access your suit. Is your DNA. So he literally fucking, he goes, you know what, it wasn't even the DNA, it's like it works on your fucking eyeball.
Really?
Yeah, so he literally fucking hooks out his fucking eyeball, dude. So he wants to take the girls too. He's like, just in case this, you know, stops running out or I'm not able to use it anymore, I have four more eyes because I got your two girls. So yeah, they get taken over, dude. And just interesting, like, the struggle right off the bat, a lot of action, as far as parents to have to go through that. That would be terrible for anyone, dude. So, yeah, interesting.
Good comic. You know, I actually only read half of this. That's why I didn't read back. Nice, dude. I just realized, I'm like, what the fuck?
Nice, dude.
Where's this guy's coming from?
The art is great, dude. It's Rick Remender, dude. But he got into it right away, dude. So
that's how he goes, man. Like, yeah, science is just like
boom, boom, boom. Let's get it.
Who the fuck are these guys? Yeah. Why are they running? But yeah, looks like another kind of like a family, like with Grant, with his kids. Mm-hmm. So
how the girls are gonna react. They have a brother too who's more like a tech guy, so he would have your job because he didn't want to go out to the war.
Oh yeah, did he blow up shit?
No, he didn't, not yet. He got an SD card stuck somewhere there. Okay, I took that one. Take one more, dude.
Take one more. Maybe Avengers. I did finish that one.
Yeah, go for it, dude. And then I'll go with the last one because I really liked Batman and Robin, dude.
All right, let me pull it up real quick. Avengers. So this is Avengers number 33. Still in the Original Sin, and Captain America is on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
He's going from timeline to timeline. So he's jumping 500 years, 1,000 years, 55,000 years. Last issue, a bomb was planted.
Yeah.
In his eyeball,
dude, yeah.
And then...
Now, it was one of the futures they went to, and it looked like... who was it in particular?
It was Iron Man, isn't it? Oh, no, it's that Thor.
That's Thor, right?
Like a future Thor, the year 5,045.
Yeah.
So he goes, I'm going to give you this, and where you're going, you're going to need it.
Yeah.
So his whole crew has been lost. He's by himself now. We go into the year 51,000 years later, and it's just blackness. Like, what the fuck? So Captain America doesn't know what's going on. He just starts walking, an arrow pointing to this giant building.
Like a citadel of some
sort. Yeah. So they have to identify him. So he gets in, and what else happens? He starts talking to like this. Is it Ultron?
It's like an artificial intelligence for sure. And she even mentions like, "I'm from the age of Ultron."
Okay.
Era that, you know, it, by this point it's passed already, or they've bought it off or whatever, and they still need him his DNA recognition.
Right? Like three times they have to check. Yeah, him. But this is a pretty good trick.
We need a piss test from you too. Yeah.
So he holds on to this bar to get his DNA checked, and he gets these fucking thorns.
Yeah.
Type things stuck on all his body. They like shackle
him on the pole.
On the pole, he can't move.
And these giant spikes, dude.
And he's in pain. And what happens is, what do you call this?
A 3D,
kind of like the chick from Halo, the fucking Oracle. Like a hologram.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly, dude.
Starts talking to him.
I don't know why I'm fucking dribbling. I'm like, you know those things? They're kind of holographic.
So it looks like the whole team's been reformed into some kind of like spirit form.
Kind of, yeah,
type right. Thing. What happens is that bomb that was in his eye reacts to... when they do the DNA, they do another check and they say, you know what, you're carrying something on you, Captain America. And so we're gonna need to take it out. And when they take it out, he first breaks out. So,
and he's fighting, I mean, they're Avengers.
Yeah, dude. He's kind of like fighting the whole team again.
Pretty much, yeah.
And
and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's holding his own. And they take the bomb out. God, sometimes this panel foam's really hard. And what happens next? He destroys everything. The bomb goes off. It kind of affects the whole system. The AI goes down. Captain America stands up, and he's ready to go.
Yeah. Interesting the way it ends too, though, because he, in between these time jumps, like you get transported, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Somebody saves him though.
I don't know where he's gonna go now though.
Yeah, so now does this make up for him destroying the Infinity Gem?
Well, look who saved him.
It's Iron Man, dude.
So Iron Man saves him at the very end, like you said. You were saying someone saves him.
So, again...
It looks like the future kind of Iron Man, too. It looks like one of the ones he fought.
Yeah, exactly, dude. So I'm curious to see where this one goes next, because I believe in this one, the Avengers, they're going to start going... Marvel's going to do something really ballsy and interesting. They're going to write it in the future... 8 months from now. So 8 months from now, they're going to start a story, but all the other comics, by the time the 6 or 8 months catch up, everything that's going on is going to meet up. So it's interesting the way they're going to be writing Avengers. Have you heard about
that? Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, so, and it's Remender too, right?
Or Hickman,
right? Hickman. Yeah, so interesting. Ballsy too, again, that even in their comics, they're being that ballsy to start off an arc like that, and then in the long run, like, still have it pan out to...
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, I love that one, dude. That one was really good. Very...
I butchered it, but it was good.
No. I mean, you explained everything that happened, dude. So, yeah. Okay, dude. Fucking a lot of good comics. East of West was great. Low number one. Original Sin Hulk versus Iron Man was fantastic, dude. 10 Grand number 10 was great, too.
I heard it was great. I heard it on Comical.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah, actually, yeah, he did. So, one that hasn't gotten any love, Batman and Robin, number 33, guys. The writer for this one is going to be Peter J. Tomasi. He's been on this title for a while now.
Same artist?
Patrick Gleason, yeah. Now, this one's pretty cool. Starts up, dude. Anyone have something to say? Step up, tell me why I can't go to Apocalypse. And it's Batman talking to the Justice League straight
up. This takes up right after the annual.
Yes, right nice. After the Damon. Damon. Yes. Nice. So, very cool, dude. So, Batman's fucking pissed, dude, and the Avengers, the Justice League,
Justice League,
are trying to keep him there, dude. So Batman fucking takes off, dude. He uses his teleporter to get to fucking their Justice League headquarters. He goes straight there, Sergio, because he's fucking sick, dude. He's like, vault, you know, security clearance, Batman, Justice League, recognized. He goes in, he's like, Hellbat access granted. So this is just fucking very cool, dude. This is why probably I fucking like it. So Batman has a special fucking armor. Mm-hmm. So he...
Kind of looks like the one that killed when Damon died.
Kind of looks like the armor, right?
Yeah.
Now let me explain this one real quick, though, dude. Because, so he still can't get this suit out. By this time, the Justice League fucking finally get there. And it's like, we're not going to let you, you know, We're not going to let you take this. We don't want you to go to Apocalypse. We don't want you to go after Darkseid. And it's just cool with the things they tell him, like, you always tell us you have to have a plan or else you're fucked. And if you do that, you know, like, everyone respects Bruce, dude. Everyone right. respects Batman. And it's like, it's just cool, dude. She's like, you know, they're like, I conceived and designed the suit for the singular purpose of going toe-to-toe with large-scale threats in extreme battle scenarios. So he's ready to go, dude. And she's, and then Wonder Woman is the one who answers him. Like, she's like, I helped you build it. We all helped you build it. So Superman, you know, took it to fucking the sun. Like, it was built in the sun. Like, Green Lantern worked on it. The Flash worked on it. Cyborg worked on it. Aquaman, you know, they all had a piece. And what they tell him is very cool, dude. You know, and that was to keep you safe because you were the only one without powers, the only one who was all flesh and bone in the line of fire. So and then he says, so this is more of an intervention for my own good, huh? So just very cool, dude. And he starts scrapping with him, dude.
He's fighting Justice League again?
He's fighting Justice. He's, you know, he's like, okay, back down. I'm standing down right now. He's like, you know, I'm tired. So that's pretty much all it is, dude. Now it goes back and forth to Apocalypse now. They don't want necessarily, yes, to go to where he is. And it's not even necessarily Damien they want, but something in his sarcophagus, there's a certain
from the annual they talked about it.
Yeah, so that's the what they want, dude. So very cool, dude. Fucking Batman's fucking... actually, Bruce Wayne visits, you know, his son's graveyard, which, again, there's no fucking sarcophagus in there. Yeah, so he's there. He's like, fuck, what do you want, Clark? And he just knows Superman's there, dude. You know, he's like, you know, Diana told me what happened, and just the interaction they have, dude. He's like, you know, I'm here at Talia and Damian's graves because I want to apologize for the way things spun out of control. Maybe if, you know, I was there, we could have, he's like, but you weren't. And if you wouldn't mind landing my neck, so they just have a conversation, boy to boy, Batman and Superman. And, you know, it's just very cool. He's like, you know, I know you're not going to, but if you need anything, please give me, you know, a shout. He's like, So he goes to his Batcave, dude. And instead of going to his fucking Justice League boys, he goes after his Bat family. So haven't had interaction since fucking the death of the family. So they all fucking hate Batman. But he's like, glad you're all here. But of course, they're all gonna come together to get Damian's fucking body back, dude. Which
Red Hood there?
Red Hood's right here. God, the only one who's not here is Nightwing, of course, because he's dead and he's doing his Grayson. But Batgirl's here, fucking Red Robin and fucking Red Hood. So they're gonna help him. He's like, let's get to it. Then that's it, dude. So,
wow, that's pretty good.
Very cool that he says, fuck Justice League. I got my boys right here, dude. So, granted, he wasn't able to get his fucking killer fucking outfit, his armor, but.
I'm very pretty cool. sure he's gonna get it.
I'm pretty sure he will, dude.
Now, do you think that what issue is that? That's
33.
You think it's been long enough for Batman to actually start getting? It's been like 12 issues or, like 15 issues.
Oh, about 15 issues or so.
About being pissed off because 18? His kid died.
Yeah, since 18.
Every comic was about it.
Mm.
Do you think it's time that
to bring him back?
We bring him back, or Batman gets over it?
Oh, wow. Okay. I love Damian Wayne. I love Damian Wayne as Robin. I love him. I don't want him back yet, dude, because I don't know what rendition we're going to get. We don't know if we're going to get a twisted version of him or if we're going to get our same Damian back, and I want that Damian back, dude. I think they're going to bring him back a different rendition of him, which I'll probably be sour about. I hope they don't bring him back anytime soon, though, dude.
Okay.
Yourself?
I think Batman needs to... get over it a little bit.
Put on his big boy.
Put on your big boy pants. Fuck Wonder Woman, and let's get it going.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the books are awesome. I need to start reading these again. For him to get the Bat Family back together.
Yeah, and it's been a while.
They're pretty pissed off at him.
They've been pissed off at him, dude. Yeah.
So
again, I thought it was way cool, dude. The interaction he had with Justice League, and then at the end, you know, he knows who he can count on, as opposed to Superman. He's like, no, I got my family right here. So very cool, man. I'm trying to think of anything else, dude. A lot of good fucking comics, like you mentioned, though, dude. So yeah,
it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Okay. Anything else you want to toss out, dude? We got a few minutes, dude.
Serge, you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. Anything going on with you, Serge?
No. Just working on a few things here and there, but nothing major just yet.
Are your equipment okay?
So far.
What's your equipment, man?
Okay. It's up that SD card that's stuck in there.
I
need that back.
Oh, I'll get the tweezers.
Make sure you unplug it, because I don't want to see you get electrocuted.
Oh, man.
We'll get it out, right?
Which will happen still. Oh, yeah,
10 yeah. years later, stuck in there, huh?
So you guys are all recovered from Comic-Con. You guys are good to go. Round 2 is coming up sometime soon.
Yeah, we're going to do the Long Beach. Kamikaze, yeah, in Los Angeles, which technically you can get in and right.
Nice.
So if you want, I can set an application for you guys. But I got approved. Adam set his.
I set mine.
So, and they were good about getting back to us since you're a part of the show, technically.
Look at that.
So
I'm on the credits somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude. So we can do that. And then just, yeah, your specific episodes you're on. And you're actually on the Brian Buccellato one.
That's right.
So that's a major one I think they looked at and like, okay, shit. So very cool. I'm hurt. I'm 80%. I'm not limping anymore.
Yeah.
This weekend I was icing my foot galore, but I'm walking now.
It's good.
Nice.
We have off softball tomorrow. I sat out last week because I didn't want to fuck myself. I'm not an outfield. I'm right. I'm left field. So just running, making plays. I'm like, chasing, I'm gonna be useless to you guys. So they're like, nah, take. You know, we won 19-20. So we're kicking ass that league. We're 4-0-1 right now. We have off tomorrow. We have a bye. So we're gonna get together with Pete Sitton.
Last week where you were on the bench, where you're like. You have those type of players that just sit there and fucking potato chips, or you get out there.
I still suited up.
Uh-huh.
Still had my cleats on, just there in the dugout, like fucking get on your fucking ass, left field, fucking look alive, motherfuckers. Turn two, yeah. I'm one of those.
I'm
guys.
The other guy, fucking snack bar. Where?
Nachos. Yeah. What's up with League of Fatsos?
League of Fatsos.
Yeah, man.
You were doing good. You lost 19, right?
Yeah, I'm still doing good. I mean, what's going on?
He's like, you were doing good, and now, well.
My bad. Yeah,
we're going back to weigh-in Wednesdays. Okay. We took some time off. We didn't weigh in because people were absent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
3-inch Gale was gone. Oscar wasn't gone.
3-inch Gale, dude.
So we're gonna do the weigh-ins again. I'm losing. Cheated a little bit, but we're getting back on it.
Yeah.
Cool. We cheated at fucking Comic-Con.
What do we have? Oh, yeah, I had fucking... Never mind what I had.
Nice, dude.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football, we gotta get going, dude. I'm gonna get one going for the Comic Syndicate. Actually, fucking, I'll probably do that tonight, dude. Get a league going first. I think 12 people that hit us up.
Nice.
Our listeners all just leave the password to get in. First 12 people to jump on top of the three of us. I think we can get fucking probably Nez. I don't know if Luba's into football. Albert will probably be down and jump on. So yeah, whoever wins that, if it's not one of us, gets a fucking co-host with us, I guess, for a win. For free.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. So anyone...
I got a couple come on.
And then Sergio, I saw you mentioned that you guys wanted to get one, right?
Yeah, yeah. I need to get in, do a little commissioner work, get one going. So
cool. Yeah. Football's right around the corner, guys, when you get on that.
I mean, it's here.
It is, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, not full on football, but
Thursday
yeah,
some
I'll
games,
take it.
Friday some games.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my Patriots are playing Thursday. They're playing
Patriots. Here we go.
Fuck Brady.
What the fuck are they playing? They're playing
Where's Gonzalez?
Oh, they're playing Redskins.
Or Hernandez.
They're playing Redskins.
Yeah, okay.
Hernandez.
Are they still the Redskins?
And I still read news about Hernandez.
All his family's dead. Anybody that knew anything about that.
There's like more
body.
Shit being pinned on that.
Exactly,
man.
Dude. Yeah, he was in, mixed up news. In a lot of shit.
Bin Laden, he's dead. Hernandez's face is there somewhere.
Oh, shit. That guy's a murderer.
Yeah, straight up, man.
Expect a lot of shit talking coming up in fantasy.
Oh,
that's your team,
though.
That's
yeah.
your team.
Yeah, and then, like you said, Albert's a fucking Dolphins fan. I don't see them going anywhere, dude.
No.
I want my Steelers to hurt fucking Manziel. I don't like fucking Johnny
Steelers?
Football. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. He's in our division now. He's with the Browns.
He took a bunch of first-team snaps today, or it might have been yesterday, but yeah, we'll see.
I was watching something on ESPN with him on, dude, and homeboy, though, I give him fucking credit, dude. I mean, granted, I don't like the kid, but homeboy got fucking talent, dude. He
college talent. We'll see.
College talent. Exactly.
He's
exactly.
with the big boys.
Scrambling.
Now.
Exactly. And he's a short fucking guy. He's not the
oh,
biggest
yeah.
cat.
Yeah. That's the thing. He's a little bit like Breeze, where sometimes he gets lost in with
in
all
the
big boys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But
Breeze is a beast.
Homeboy was like
Breeze,
on the top of the fucking stadium, and he's like fucking. They had a fucking basketball fucking court or basketball hoop. Fucking launches. Fucking just fucking throws and fucking making him fucking hold right in the basket, dude.
What?
Jesus. Yeah. So. I'm like, this guy's fucking pretty nuts. Like, the accuracy was cool. The shot put, or the pool.
Oh, when they shoot with the gun?
Yeah. So they fucking were shooting shit out, and fucking he's fucking killing him with his football.
Wow.
So the accuracy, I give him credit. Fuck him anyways. Again, I want to hurt him. We'll see how that goes, dude.
Well, you picked the right team for hurting people.
Yeah, he'll probably get raped by a rapist burger.
Stay away from restaurants and bathrooms.
That is great. And Sergio, you are a
I'm a Niner fan.
Yeah, yes.
Whoa.
Oh, I just thought of something funny. I thought you said you're a Niner fan.
You guys went far last season.
Yeah,
you guys have everyone coming back.
They always go far.
You guys had injuries.
They always
though,
go
last
far.
Season, dude.
Past 2 years, they've gone all the way to the playoffs.
Yeah, no, they got to the
Super Bowl.
Right,
right
they went
there,
to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then Seattle, I don't think they lost anything.
And this is with a young quarterback, man.
Yeah.
That guy's just getting
the
better.
The quarterback that was supposed to be the best, and he crapped out last year. They were looking for Alex.
Who said he was going to be the best?
Alex's phone number.
I don't know what you're... great quarterback. I do like Kaepernick.
Yeah.
A lot of defenses, I think...
Young kid that keeps getting better.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Alex...
Smith.
Alex Smith. They were looking for him in the stands.
They weren't looking for him.
Popcorn.
Nobody wants Alex Smith.
He did pretty good
in Kansas,
at the beginning. And then Alex Smith always comes back.
Alex Smith only throws 10 yards, 15 yards. That's all
he
throws.
He's good in that short game.
Yeah.
But he gave Niner fans a lot of grief, man. He made us pull out hair like every weekend.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Young team. We got some old timers too.
They
look good. We'll see.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. What else? I think that's about it.
That's it, guys. Don't forget to go to Audible Trial.
For
the Comic Syndicate. We'll put links everywhere.
Yeah, we'll start.
Josias will be on it. Everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile. Renegade Radio on Thursday nights. Thenerdbong.com or just nerdbong.com. You guys can find us. And iTunes, Stitcher, definitely hit us up. Leave us feedback. If you dug this show, let us know. It's our year anniversary. We figured we're going to do a fucking damn thing special. So
it's another day at the office.
Another day at the office. Yeah, fuck it, man. We love doing it. So shout outs to the Nerd Nest boys.
They've been on fucking vacation for a month.
Carl's fucking all the
fat motherfuckers, dude.
Fat motherfuckers. All right, dudes. Hesh podcast. I love fucking Jacob, dude. So thanks, guys.
Comical podcast.
Yeah, I like those
my
guys.
Cousin, my long lost cousin.
Yeah,
Miguel.
Those guys are pretty good, though, dude. All right, guys. Again, thanks for listening. We love it. Share the podcast, guys.
All righty. See you guys.